Well, recently, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra highlighted the need for funding and policies to support independent pharmacies by eliminating pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, during his visit to Flint. Now, PBMs, which serve as third-party administrators of prescription drug programs for health insurance plans, have come under scrutiny for their role in the pharmaceutical supply chain. They are often blamed for low reimbursement rates and recent pharmacy closures across Michigan, and have been the targets of a recent insulin price-fixing lawsuit filed by four Michigan counties. Let's get some insights on this issue with Eric Roth. He's Director of Government Affairs for the Michigan Pharmacists Association, who joins us now on the JR Morning Live line. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What are some of the primary concerns you hear from independent pharmacists regarding these PBMs and their impact on these local pharmacies?
Certainly. It's pretty universal. The asymmetrical power that pharmacy benefit managers have in the quote negotiation process for contracting so that a pharmacist can serve their patients by accepting their health insurance requires that pharmacies accept reimbursement rates that are frankly unsustainable. Mm-hmm. It is very common, especially for high-priced brand name drugs, for pharmacies to actually dispense medications at a loss. And that's because these contracts are take it or leave it contracts. The top six PBMs own 90% of the patient population as far as coverage goes, and the top three are responsible for 80%. So pharmacies are faced with the choice to make the decision to either not serve their patients or receive reimbursement rates that are just, quite frankly, putting them out of business.
So this is why we're seeing these recent pharmacy closures, especially these mom and pop, and then some major like Rite Aid and some others have
Is that the cause and effect, Eric? Because can you explain what the PBM does? The PBM is the middleman, right?
Yeah, 100%. So what a PBM does is it essentially sits between your pharmacy as a patient and your insurance plan. And in order for us to bill your insurance and give you your medication in real time, we bill a little differently than, say, your doctor's office. And the entity that facilitates that is the PBM. However, PBMs go much further than that in that they also negotiate directly with manufacturers to secure, quote, rebates, which in reality, and according to the FTC's recent report, are actually contributing to higher drug costs. And then they decide what the pharmacy actually gets paid. And it's generally speaking, these equations don't rely on how much a pharmacy actually has to pay to acquire the drug. Mm-hmm. So there's no margin considerations there. They also determine which drugs you, as the patient, can take. They may say, okay, you can take this version of a medication, but not this other one. They make all those decisions. So they have a incredibly outsized effect on how you receive medical care via the prescription benefit. And, you know, to answer the other question, yeah, this is a direct cause and effect as to why pharmacies are going out of business. The stat recently was that we lose on average in America one independent pharmacy a day. We have an independent pharmacy close, yeah, somewhere in America every day on average. And at the Michigan Pharmacists Association, we represent the larger chain pharmacists too. And they tell me they're seeing the same exact thing. Mm. It's harder and harder to keep the stores open. So, I mean, if you can see these big guys suffering from reimbursement challenges, you can only imagine how much these little mom and pop shops are suffering even more.
How do you follow the money on this, though? Because when you follow the money, then that usually dictates, okay, well, that's why this happened. So, you know, if PBMs are doing the negotiations and they're making these drugs out of reach or because of the reimbursement. In other words, what I hear you saying is the pharmacies, because they don't get the proper reimbursement, that it's difficult to bring in the drugs. Am I understanding that right? I really want the audience to understand the money trail and why they're able to do this and why it sounds like you feel like they need to go.
Yeah, exactly. And if you follow the money trail, it leads right into the PBM's pocket. The FTC in their report highlighted on just two of the highest cost cancer drugs, and it was something to the tune of $1.6 billion in profit on the top two cancer drugs in just a couple months. Quarterly profit for these companies is in the multiple billions on the regular. And the other thing with pharmacy benefit managers is they're vertically integrated. They very often own their own health plans. They own their own pharmacies. They own their own mail order outlets. And it's very common for these entities to say, well, if you're going to go to the mom and pop shop, you'll have to pay $20 out of pocket. But if you come to our pharmacy, we'll give you a better deal.
So, but without that middleman, then it's almost B2C, right? Then it's business to consumer, or is it just, I don't quite understand that hierarchy. So what happens when you get rid of the PBMs?
Right.
Who's going to do the negotiation? How do you make sure that certain pharmacies, I don't think people really understand that piece and that cause and effect of how this is affecting their bottom line.
I don't think that the PBM needs to be eliminated. I think that the playing field needs to be leveled, and there needs to be transparency and fair business practice regulations put in. Because, again, the PBMs do serve a unique function.
Okay.
They are the reason that we can transact medications with your insurance instantaneously, and that's a very unique setup in the medical system. However, they exercise their power by favoring their own business interests, and they don't pass any of the savings they're supposedly negotiating back onto the consumer. So PBMs do serve a purpose. However, their power in the current ecosystem just makes them very, very hard to negotiate with, and ultimately it's coming at the harm of the patient and the patient's pocketbook.
How does this affect insulin? Because I know the Biden administration, you know, they tout the fact that they've lowered insulin prices. Was that a negotiation with PBMs to get that done?
So the cap on insulin copayments and any copayment caps are essentially a mandate on what the PBM and the patient's insurance can charge in terms of cost sharing. That shows that the administration does have the power to step in and regulate some of these abusive practices. However, the copayment cap doesn't necessarily deal with the costs all over the rest of the supply chain. So if, for example, the administration were to just come in and cap all copays, that wouldn't solve the problem, because very often the pharmacy finds itself as the entity in the middle that ends up eating the loss of revenue as part of capping that end of the supply chain. And that's fine for a while until your pharmacy can't keep its doors open anymore. Now you have to go somewhere else to find your medication.
Sounds like more scrutiny, policy, and rules with teeth are needed here.
Yeah.
100%.
Eric Roth is Director of Government Affairs for the Michigan Pharmacists Association. Eric, thank you so much for coming on and explaining this for our listeners. We appreciate you this morning.
My pleasure. Y'all take care.